Today is Friday, June 21st. New details about how the U.S. is responding to Iran shooting down a U.S. drone. Plus, a robotic arm that works just by thinking. A MacBook recall and the first day of summer. And a quick note from our friends at the Primary Ride Home podcast. Listen every weekday evening for news from the campaign trail as a great addition to this show. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump says Iran made a, quote, very big mistake when the country shot down a U.S. surveillance drone. As in, not a good idea, but also an actual mistake. The AP reports the president blamed it on, quote, a general or somebody who made a foolish error. Iran says no, that drone was shot down on purpose after repeated warnings. Remember, both countries agree that Iran shot down the drone, but they disagree about why and where it happened. Iran says the drone was in its airspace, while the U.S. says it was in international airspace. And keep in mind, this is not the type of drone you might buy. This is an aircraft that costs about $100 million and has a wingspan larger than a Boeing jetliner. So what now? Well, Reuters reports the FAA issued an emergency order to ban any U.S. aircraft from flying in certain areas over the Persian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. And the Washington Post cites sources who say the U.S. military was getting ready last night for limited strikes on Iran in retaliation, but then President Trump changed his mind and called it off. Both countries have said they don't want war, but it's still pretty tense. The White House invited a bipartisan group of congressional leaders to talk about the situation yesterday. Some called it a good briefing with a measured response. Others say the U.S. needs to be careful about its next move, and Congress needs to be involved in any decisions. To be continued. The transcripts are out. Lawmakers questioned former White House aide Hope Hicks for nearly 7 hours during a House hearing this week. It was behind closed doors, but ABC News says the transcript shows she refused to answer questions. The reason? Hicks said she was just following instructions from the White House. Lawyers representing the Trump administration apparently blocked her from answering 155 times. And it's not the first time this has happened. The White House has been fighting multiple subpoenas. It's all part of lawmakers' investigation into whether the president obstructed justice, since special counsel Robert Mueller's report from the Russia investigation left that undecided. Hicks did answer some stuff, though, saying she never lied for the president about anything significant, just things like his availability. And when asked if she had read the Mueller report, she said, quote, "No, sir, I lived the Mueller report." The world's largest retailer is set to pay big bucks to the federal government. Nearly $300 million will settle bribery charges. Fox Business reports Walmart allegedly violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which doesn't allow companies to pay bribes to open businesses overseas. Walmart is basically accused of using middlemen to make payments to governments around the globe where they're opening new locations. The federal government apparently started investigating this about 6 years ago. Walmart now says it's happy to resolve this and has since enhanced its policies and procedures. Do you use Slack at work? It's the fastest growing workplace messaging platform, and now we know the company is worth more than $20 billion. Slack made its public trading debut on Wall Street yesterday, and its stock closed at nearly $40, about 50% above its reference price. Slack went public in an unusual way. Instead of a traditional IPO, it used a direct listing. It basically means the company put its own shares directly on the stock market without using an underwriter and did not raise fresh funds. Slack and Spotify are the only two big companies that went that route. And speaking of the stock market, CBS News reports the S&P 500 closed at an all-time high yesterday. Experts say it likely has something to do with the Federal Reserve signaling it might cut interest rates soon. The first three picks of the NBA draft went exactly as expected. The number one overall pick? Zion Williamson from Duke. He joins the New Orleans Pelicans now and is said to be the most exciting prospect since LeBron James. Also in sports, the Tampa Bay Rays may become a two-city team, meaning they'd split their home baseball games between two different cities. The idea is for the Rays to play half the season in Montreal, yes, in Canada, the other half in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, where they are now. Sources tell ESPN both places would get a new stadium. USA Today reports this would also bring Major League Baseball back to Montreal for the first time since 2004. The Rays have had low attendance, so this could be a way for the MLB to make more money. The league has given the okay, but it's not clear if the team will actually go through with it. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick break for this week's sponsor, Ancestry. If you've ever wanted to connect more with your past or maybe confirm those stories you've heard about your grandparents, then definitely check out Ancestry. First, Ancestry DNA connects you to the places in the world where your story started, with geographic information and historical insights. But what's so unique about Ancestry is that you can enhance your results with a free trial to build a family tree. And this is really where you learn about the people in your family's history. It was really eye-opening for me. I knew some about how my grandparents survived the Holocaust and how they met afterwards, while Ancestry uncovered newspaper clippings, audio recordings, and travel documents, where I learned so much more about their experiences. And there was a bunch of other information from my dad's side of the family, too, that I didn't know. So see what Ancestry finds about your family. Go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Researchers made what's being called the first of its kind technology, a mind-controlled robotic arm. Yes, powered by a person's thoughts. But here's the thing. No surgery is required. TechCrunch says the arm is controlled by sensors on the outside of the body. They could grab signals from deep within the user's brain to make the arm move. It's a big deal because in the past, the technology only worked when sensors were put inside the brain, like a brain implant. Eventually, this could be a huge help for amputees or people who are paralyzed. Research teams plan to start clinical trials soon. Well, this is a bit bizarre. Researchers in Australia found people are growing what can best be described as horns on their skulls, essentially bone spurs. And it's possibly because of smartphone use. The study found 400 people between the ages of 18 and 86 had bony growths on the bottom of their skulls. NBC News reports younger people had the largest growths. Here's what might be happening. People usually tilt their heads forward when looking at their phones. That can cause cartilage in the skull to break and cause more bone to grow. The result? Small, horn-like bone spurs. Fortune reports cell phones have been criticized in the past for being bad for our health, but this is likely the first time the body possibly adapted to use them. Experts say to prevent this, try holding your phone higher up to improve your posture. Oh, and if you're wondering about your own skull, the study's lead author says you can run your hand over the back of your head and you should be able to feel it if you have this. Bone spurs don't typically cause pain or require treatment, but they can become a bit of a problem if they reach a certain size. Heads up, Apple just issued a recall. If you have a 15-inch MacBook Pro sold between September 2015 and February 2017, Apple says you can get a replacement. Apparently, the impacted computers have a battery that can overheat and be a safety risk. But it does not affect all MacBook Pros. You can check if yours is affected by putting in your serial number on a support website. I'll be linking to it in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. Also of note from Apple, it partnered with Best Buy to give you more places where you can get your iPhone fixed if it breaks or the screen cracks. Best Buy's Geek Squad at 1,000 locations will now have Apple-certified technicians. TechCrunch says Apple has tripled the number of approved service locations in the last 3 years thanks to these types of partnerships. Happy first official day of summer, also known as the summer solstice or the longest day of the year, at least for anyone living north of the equator. The solstice happens because Earth orbits around the sun on a tilted axis. That tilt is why we have seasons. And the summer solstice is when Earth's axis is tilted most closely toward the sun. So, welcome to summer. And in case you're interested, there are a bunch of food deals happening today, both for summer and what's considered National Smoothie Day. Places like Dairy Queen and Dunkin' Donuts are running specials, and Jamba Juice is offering free small smoothies between 2 and 5 p.m. But if you're heading to the movies, the highly anticipated Toy Story 4 is out this weekend. It's expected to have one of the largest debuts for an animated feature ever. And that's it. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks to those of you sharing this episode on social media or with your friends. I so appreciate it. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend. Hey, it's me again. Don't forget to check out the Primary Ride Home podcast. It's another short daily show just like this one, but it's all about news from the campaign trail. And there's a lot to know with the first presidential primary debate coming up next week. You'll get ongoing polling data, who's up, who's down, and what issues are getting traction over time. And because it comes out in the evenings, it's a great complement to this show if you're a political junkie. Just search your podcast app and subscribe to Primary Ride Home.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.